This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Less than 3 weeks into his administration, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's honeymoon is over. He wanted lawmakers to put his economic recovery plan on the March ballot. To do that, they had to agree on the details and vote by midnight last night. But it was clear much earlier in the evening that the new governor was just not going to get his way. From Sacramento, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The plan would have been ambitious for any governor, much less one so new to politics. Arnold Schwarzenegger proposed a $15 billion bond issue to consolidate California's debt. He also insisted that the loan be linked to a constitutional amendment capping government spending from now on. He took breaks from marathon meetings with legislative leaders to appear at campaign-style rallies around the state, drumming up support from voters. Yesterday, he was in the Central Valley town of Tracy.
Call your legislators. Let them know they should vote for the California Recovery Plan.
Schwarzenegger's appearances were all in the districts of Democratic lawmakers. He would need their votes because they hold a substantial majority in the legislature. Senate Majority Leader Don Perotta said since Schwarzenegger's decisive victory in the recall election, Democrats have realized it's in their interest to try and play ball with him.
Democrats are not fools. We can read the newspaper. We know the box score. We got our asses kicked a couple months ago. We get that.
But Democrats didn't get many of the provisions in Schwarzenegger's spending cap. It would have limited future increases in spending to what was needed to accommodate population growth and inflation. In good years, extra money wouldn't go to support services. Instead, it would go into a rainy day account. Democrat John Burton, President pro tem of the state Senate, said the cap was just too inflexible.
To have an artificial cap on anything assumes that nobody's going to get old, nobody's going to get sick, no kids are going to go to public school. Things happen, and to have an artificial cap doesn't make a great deal of sense.
Democrats were also wary of a provision that would have given the governor broad new power to make changes in the budget without clearance from the legislature. When it was obvious that the governor's plan would fail, Senate Republican leader Jim Brulte warned his colleagues that the fight to pass a spending cap was not going to end on this night.
We'll probably now have to go to a ballot, go through the initiative process. And I just want to signal everyone here that we'll want a stronger spending limit to be put before the voters. We tried to reach you halfway. The governor bent over backwards to reach you halfway.
That's not the way Senate Leader John Burton saw it.
I mean, halfway bending over backwards, you must have been in a different meeting than I was at. That might have been when I left.
Governor Schwarzenegger was disappointed those meetings came to naught, said his communications director, Rob Stutzman. Schwarzenegger will now back the plan to collect enough voter signatures to put the spending cap on the ballot without input from the legislature.
They're the addicts, and they need an intervention from the people to help them with their addiction, which is overspending.
Schwarzenegger vowed throughout his campaign to go directly to the voters with ballot initiatives if the legislature didn't fall into line. He also vowed to end partisan divisions in Sacramento. On that score, he clearly has a long way to go. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Sacramento.